The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
A new investigation has found that many free dating apps don't screen whether users are registered sex offenders. Maybe I just assume, I don't know, that's just me. I just assume they didn't do any screening at all.
No.
How would they?
I wouldn't have thought they would.
How, like, you sign up for it.
You sign up, you kind of like it's at your own risk.
It's on there. It's right. Tinder, just a little Tinder.
But I guess a lot of Americans are just finding this out and are furious and are deleting the apps. Here's the story from CBS News. Take a listen.
Janine Dunphy says a free dating website connected her with a man she says raped her.
I wouldn't have ever thought that somebody like him would be on a dating website.
Dunphy is one of about 10 million Americans. A new investigation says is one click away from a sexual predator hiding behind a profile on free dating apps and sites like Tinder, OkCupid, Hinge, and Plenty of Fish. All of those apps are owned by Match Group, which also runs the fee-based site Match.com, which does scrub user profiles that are found on sex offender registries.
Match Group has promised to screen against the sex offender registry list for specifically Match.com, but has not extended that to the rest of its apps.
Hillary Flynn is with Columbia Journalism Investigations. A Match Group spokesperson told her team, there are definitely registered sex offenders on our free products.
Almost all of these attacks occur on the first date.
Dunphy says she met Mark Papamichael in 2014 on Plenty of Fish before it was owned by Match Group. She had no idea he was registered as a sex offender with prior rape convictions. Dunphy says she felt comfortable and went to Papamichael's house where she says he raped her.
Right after it happened, I told a few of my very close friends. I think I was in shock.
Dunphy filed a police report, and Papamichael was held for 2 years in county jail. He was later acquitted. By 2017, Papamichael was back on Plenty of Fish, where he matched with a woman who also told police he raped her. A case against him was dropped after that woman died the next year. Dunphy says these dating apps need to do more.
A simple background check would have saved this whole thing from happening.
In a statement, Match Group called the investigations inaccurate, telling us, we do not tolerate sex offenders on our site and spend millions of dollars annually to prevent, monitor, and remove bad actors from our apps. Nora?
Bad actors.
Well, truth be told, though, that guy was never charged, right? I mean, like, he was charged but then acquitted. So, like, technically, I don't think they could have kept him off there.
Well, he's a registered sex offender, though.
Oh, he was on there already?
Yeah.
It is up to you to do some background checks on people because it's all public.
Yeah, like...
Also, at the same time...
Somebody can lie, I suppose.
Yeah, it was like, who's to say that I'm really...
Right, couldn't you say you're Bill Smithelwitz?
Yeah, exactly.
Even if you sign up for it, the site can't...
No, you could have a fake email address. You could use a fake name.
Unless you have to scan your driver's license. You know,
I don't know how that works.
The only person you should trust is yourself.
Yeah.
I would never be on these if I was in the dating world.
Well, it's like expensive to get a true background report on somebody.
Yeah, well, you can do like those little cheap ones like that. They'll give you like...
I mean, if the service
they'll give you like 10% on somebody.
Yeah.
You know? But well, sometimes the 10% are enough.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow, it's scary.
Someone said, you know, run the person's name.
Yeah, you can do that.
Well, and like someone saying, don't go to their house on the first date.
Exactly.
Do people forget, though, like what these dating
apps
really
are?
That's what they're about.
That's dangerous, though.
Of course it's dangerous, but I mean, when you're on an app where the gist of the app is meet someone you don't even know their name and bang them.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, for women, I mean, for guys too, obviously this is dangerous, but for women to meet a guy you've never met before online and then go to his place, any woman listening right now, you should never do that.
No.
You don't know anything about that man. I mean, he could be wanting to do much worse than just have sex with you.
In public somewhere. Have coffee, as they say.
Right, yeah, don't. And even
then,
you don't
people
know.
Aren't on there to have coffee.
I know.
I mean, that's the truth, you know. They're...
It's just I have not used any of these apps. Obviously, I've been, you know, married since long before they were created. But I would just assume I can't trust anyone out of the gate. Like, I would go into it knowing, well, this person could be anything. He could have done anything. She could have done anything. Whatever it is you're looking for, you can't trust them.
You're meeting somebody on the internet, which is just, since the dawn of the internet, has been the most dangerous thing you can ever do.
Yeah, it is.
In a million different ways.
Yep.
So when you were into the dating sites for a little while there, Andy, were you, like, really apprehensive about contacting people?
He met a vampire, dude.
Yeah, it was vampires and fat chicks for me, Dave.
No, never, but did you gotta be? Were you, like,
the
honestly
most weird creatures ever?
I think I just wouldn't believe anything anyone said.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's ways. I feel if you have some common sense and stuff, you can figure out if somebody's really real or.
Yeah, I do have a friend who was. She's not on it now, but she was on these dating sites, and I think she'd meet in public. She was smart about it.
Yeah,
she had no problems. But
the weird thing is about them is, like, honestly, what I found the most and this was years ago, I was doing it. It was like, people are on there for they're not scooped up for a reason.
Yeah, they're a mess.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
They're a mess.
It's a real garbage heap. Like, it's everything's everybody's got issues. You know, like, I was a real diamond on there.
Yeah. You know, like, I think a lot of people just, they try and hook up with people, like, on Instagram and things like that.
Yeah.
Where they, like, see more of the person's actual life or whatever.
Yeah. I think women have to worry about physical assault stuff on there, and then I think dudes have to worry about
getting catfish, but also, like, also being accused of doing something that maybe I didn't do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know?
Kip's with us here. Kip, are you kind of weary of these dating apps?
Yes, sir. There's all kinds of squirrelies out there.
Yeah. No, I bet.
What's your comment?
My comment is, if you want to screen somebody, this is guaranteed to work. Talk to any law enforcement. If the man has a CPL or a CDL for truck driving, that man is clean as a whistle.
So I only exclusively. Simple. Oh, really? So, if you've got a license to carry a gun, then you've been fully checked
out.
You are
clean.
Yep.
Oh yeah, and out.
And truck drivers are somehow clean.
Oh, absolutely. You cannot have a CDL truck driver's license and be dirty in any way.
We've heard about a lot of dirty truck drivers.
Well, they might bang in a truck stop, but they're not like criminals. Rapists or they're not like, you know, they're not criminals.
Convicted
of sex offended.
Okay, maybe I'm referring to the enhanced law. CDL license.
All right,
Kim. Armed truckers.
You want an armed trucker? That's all you need. That's all you should be looking for in life, an armed trucker.
That's all I'm looking
just
for.
Just a trucker armed to the teeth legally.
Yeah. He's safe.
He's a gentleman.
Someone said, go on a few dates before you sleep with someone. Jesus, don't go to their house on the first date. Someone else says, she uses the dating apps, but she takes a ton of precautions. Said, I always meet the first couple times in public. I give a trusted friend my date's info and where we're going to meet. I stay in contact with my friend throughout the date, and I also carry a concealed firearm. And yes, I have my CPO.
Yeah, that lady was like kind of an older lady, probably a divorcee, not really in tune with like all the horrible things that really go down on the internet.
Yeah.
Trusting.
Yeah, they seem the most vulnerable, right? Older ladies who are using these maybe don't have their wits about them or are too trusting.
Or they're just like looking to, you know, move along quick. It's...
But
a lot of people who, like a lot of women, guys that get divorced, it's like a sex fest.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, you're right. Someone said, I'm a male. I've had girls come to my house for the first time. Every time, they all just wanted to hook up.
Yeah.
And then,
like, I'm trying to think of, like, what got this guy acquitted, you know? Like, I'm trying to think of, like, what got him acquitted. And if what got him acquitted was she came over to your house and, you know what I mean? Like, it's weird. Yeah. He got acquitted.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
Another one said, I use Plenty of Fish. I have the original meeting in public. And with this day and age, I use video chat to get to know someone as well.
Like any date, I couldn't imagine. I feel like it's a lame date to be like, come to my house. right out of the, like, meet me at my house.
It is a
house.
Date.
I mean, it's because it's not, you know.
Right.
It's not a
unless
date.
You're just having just sex.
It's just sex.
Well, that's what you would assume.
Mm. Yeah, come to my house.
You shouldn't
I'll cook
do
you
that,
dinner.
Though, because of the risk involved.
Yeah. You know.
Met a girl on Tinder when I was downtown. She was from Lapeer, Michigan. She drove all the way from home to downtown Detroit to meet me for the first time. Luckily, I'm a nice guy. We ultimately didn't work out later on. She was crazy.
Yeah. Because it's garbage heap.
Garbage heap.
Yeah.
Real bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And even,
it
like,
is.
You know, you brought up Instagram. Like, there's a lot of probably bad things that you could probably meet someone pretty bad on Instagram.
The whole
too.
Internet is
you know,
just rife with that stuff. Terrible people. People looking to scam you.
Yep. Danielle's in Boston has a comment here. Hey, Danielle.
Hi. So I just wanted to say that guy who was saying, like, the people with the licenses, the gun license and the truck license, and you're safe to go on a date with them, like, that's total crap.
Yeah.
Like, if you, wouldn't that be the same thing, being like, oh, any police officer I'm safe to go on a date with? Like, no, there are some sketchy people who have gun licenses and truck drivers. Like, what's the whole thing about, like, going to a truck stop and, like, blowing someone and, like, going away with them or whatever? Like, there's a stereotype for a reason.
Yeah. I think that guy might have been a single-armed trucker.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Spreading the word. Trust only single-armed truckers, ladies.
Yeah. Someone texted in. They were like, I have one of those, and my record is terrible.
Yeah, there's all sorts of dark-sided trucker stories that are coming in now.
Yeah.
So just use caution with anything on the internet. You got to use caution. You should never trust anyone out of the gate. I mean, I know people do it all the time. That's how they bang.
And I do think this is the way to meet someone now. Like, it's not meeting someone the old fashioned way almost just doesn't ever happen anymore. It's not like you're going to bump into somebody at the grocery store like it's a 1985 movie. Like, no, it's not the way it is anymore.
Met a guy on OkCupid, dated for a bit, tried looking him up on Google, didn't see anything, so I thought it was good. Found out about 2 months in that he was going by his middle name, and he was actually on the sex offenders list, had just gotten out of jail 6 months before that.
Mm. Yeah.
That's all they have to do. Use middle name or different name, and you'll never be able to find them.
Yeah.
So how can you trust? How can you trust?
How can you trust?
I don't know how you trust.
I don't know.
I don't know how I would be able to trust in this day and age online.
Hard.
If that's how I was choosing to meet someone, I would just assume they were up to no good or they wanted to scam me somehow. Or
I would assume the girl isn't even using her real name because she doesn't, like, what if I'm some kind of super creeper that, like, she's like, oh, okay, you're cool, like, I'm attracted to you, but I still think you could be a super creeper, so I'm not going to give you my real name. You'll never be able to really find me.
Yeah.
That's the only way you should roll on a site like that.
Mm-hmm. This guy said, I know a guy who uses Facebook to find hookups, absolutely cleans up on the dating apps, but he's loaded, tall, and hung.
Yeah.
The average Facebook messenger from a stranger doesn't end well.
Did you say loaded?
Loaded,
tall, and hung.
Not bad.
Yeah. That's what you're looking for.
Check.
That's what you're looking for.
But he drives an HHR.
Yeah. I know exactly what he drove.
Could have been talking about me back in the day.
100%.
That is profile.
Not bad. Not bad, Dave. What'd you say? Loaded, tall, and
of course
one?
He cleans up on the dating apps. I mean, go on.
All right. Danny in Boston has a comment. Hey, Danny, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Good, but so I have some comments on the dating app.
Yeah.
Did the guy tell you or no?
No, you need to tell us.
No, you tell us. You
made it on.
So the first date was horrible. So we go out to dinner and he just asked me straight up if I was okay with small penises.
Yes.
Because his was like the smallest penis in the world. And he talked about how he was made fun of in the military and his female lieutenant made him stand in front of everyone. And then the second one was an emotional wreck at the bar. He wouldn't stop crying because he was saying his grandmother was in 9/11 and crashed and his mother was the one who booked the flight. And then he also was crying about he lived with his ex-girlfriend still. And he was still in love with her.
So, Danny, after you met the world's smallest dick and 9/11 guy, did you throw in the towel for a while, or you just kept on trying?
Hey.
Yeah, of course,
Danny.
Of course.
Danny.
Oh, boy. It was
garbage.
You can't say that.
You cannot say that.
Something tells me the guys weren't the only ones that fought with these dates.
Yeah, that sounds like terrible dates.
Yeah. If you've had a real sketchy encounter from a dating app, and we're not talking rape here, just to clarify, try to keep it light. Okay, let's keep it light. 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number. What's been your sketchiest dating app encounter? 1-855-954-6969. Someone said one time I went on a date with a guy I met on Bumble. I literally ran away from him after we left the bar because I was sure he was going to kidnap me.
Jesus.
I went to the bathroom. He started texting me, begging me to come back from the bathroom. He was crazy.
So he's been left before at dates when girls are like, yeah, I got to go to the John real quick. And then they're like, get out now. Climb out the window.
Wow. Someone said, I'm a pilot. Had a Tinder date where the first time I met her, I took her flying. I wasn't too worried, but I never understood how someone could trust a rando like that. Turns out she was nuts, but the sex was crazy.
Hmm.
So that's how you... I mean, really, though, I know that sounds crazy, but what woman would turn down a first date flying? I see how that could entice a lot of women.
I need to get to know you before I just trust you to fly me in a plane.
It seems like, because they can fly you a lot of places, like, you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but you've got
Buffalo Bill Island.
You've got street smarts, right?
Yeah,
you've got street smarts, and you don't let your guard down right away. So, but there's apparently a lot of people
that
do.
But eventually, I would.
I think a lot of people let their guard down for a promise of, you can come over to my house and I'll cook you some spaghetti. Like, the guard is down.
Yeah.
It's not, there is no real, like, there's a reason. Like, Lisa's taken. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's a reason. So, she's got her stuff together. She knows the deal.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Andy said. It's like a garbage heap, a little bit.
Yep. Yeah. Caitlin's with us. Hi, Caitlin.
This is Caitlin. Hey. Yes. Okay, so I went on a date with this guy from an app.
Mm-hmm.
And because I made... dirty person. I spent the night and slept with him.
Yeah.
Next morning, I'm like, oh my God, I need to get a shower. So hopped in the shower, had shampoo in my hair, washing it out, and I feel somebody behind me, and it's the dude, and he says, good morning, gives me a hug, and then proceeds to pee on my feet.
Oh, dirty bastard.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, I knew him for all of 8 hours.
Oh, oh wow. God. My
Holy
goodness.
Holy hell. I mean, you did bang him like 4 hours in.
He had the time of his life that date. That was one of his favorite dates.
Yeah, honestly.
Everything worked
okay,
out.
Okay, so he pisses on your feet. What do you do? What do you say?
Clean him.
I looked at him. I'm like, oh, my God, what did you just do? And he goes, well, I thought it was cool. I'm like, no. It's
right
never cool to pee on somebody.
I can't believe you took a shower there. You should get out.
Yeah. He was still sleeping, and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do a quick shower. He was gross. I'm dumb. I know.
All right.
Yeah. Just lesson learned.
You got it. I heard the shower running.
Thanks for calling it.
Winky, winky. I could pee on your feet. We'd have some breakfast and then again more.
He just waited for her to be like washing her hair and then he just
snapped right back.
I like that he was like dead asleep. Like as soon as the shower runs, he's like,
hello, my lady.
That is
shower for two.
You still wouldn't expect someone to piss on you like 8 hours after me. That's a bold move.
Yeah. Is it okay that I peed on your feet?
Well, I thought it was cool.
I thought it was cool. Yeah. So he thought, obviously, she was down for anything, right?
Yeah, depending on what kind of night they had before the night, you know.
Yeah.
You seem like the kind of girl that's okay with somebody peeing on your feet. I don't know why the big deal.
That could have been anything.
She could have given that impression that she was down for anything.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Jason's in Fort Myers. Jason, what's been your sketchiest dating app encounter?
So as you guys are talking about all this stuff, I'm laughing, like, because these dating apps are so sketchy, bro. So, you always meet a couple of crazy ones. Well, I met this one on Plenty of Fish, and she seemed to be really cool, nothing sketchy, everything like that. We ended up hanging out. We hooked up. We ended up dating for 3 months. I stayed at her place all the time, all this other stuff. After about 3 months, one day I called her. I'm like, hey, I'm going to come over. She goes, oh, no, you can't come over anymore. And I'm like, what's going on? She goes, my husband's coming home next week from Afghanistan, so we can't see each other.
Oh,
my
God. Son of a whore.
Yep.
Yeah. 3 months, guys. Three months.
And you didn't have a clue. Like, there was no pictures around. No. There was nothing that gave you an idea.
Nothing. Nothing, Dave. Nothing.
Were you falling for her? Like, did you think there could be something more?
I'll be honest with you. Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, she was tall, blonde, beautiful, great rack.
Yeah.
I mean, I really did. And that, I was like, wow, I didn't even see it coming. That
My sucks, husband's man. Coming home.
That sucks, dude.
Well, then I always
thanks
wonder
for calling in, Jason.
Is the husband a cuck?
Probably not.
I know.
Just get on.
Cheated
poor
on.
Poor guy.
Sucks.
Yeah, no, that's
it's
real
like
bad.
A garbage heap. I think the last time I ever got on a dating site, the person I was talking to, I was like, oh, the person seems nice, you know, attractive. Like, I don't want to see what, there's not a lot of baggage there. And then she told me that she saw demons. And I was like, whoa, boy.
Like, while you were still chatting online.
Yeah, that was in the messaging process.
Like, thank God.
I know, I'm so stoked she told me about those demons.
Oh, my goodness.
No, you won, for sure. Jerry's in Tampa. Hi, Jerry. What's your story?
Lived in Oklahoma, met a girl out there on POF. And our first date would have been, she said she needed help moving her brother's stuff from Dallas, and we were going to get a couple beers on the way there and make a date of it. But halfway there, turns out she told me that she's going to pick up a pound of meth and bring it back to Oklahoma.
Oh, my God.
I'm already halfway there, and I'm just like, whatever, I'm down.
Oh, Jerry, no.
I didn't feel like walking home.
Yeah. Oh, so she was driving.
Yeah, she was driving. There is no purpose for me to be there.
Oh, my God,
well,
Jerry.
You can't just get out.
And you're
I'm
transporting.
Shoot you straight, old Jerry. Yeah. Listen, we're going to get some meth. I said we were moving my brother, but
Brother is really a blue crystally substance.
My brother needs about 2 kilos of methamphetamine. And you're coming with me.
Yeah.
And hopefully mum's the word, right?
Exactly.
Oh, the, Jesus. Imagine me in that situation. I'm like traveling across. I'm on a road trip with a girl, and she's like, we're transporting a bunch of meth back.
I'm pretty sure that she would know not to bring you on the meth run.
You think so?
Yeah. You come across as a... as a non-methy partner.
That was a nice way to say what you were thinking.
Yeah.
Well, I would not have fallen for that either, because I would have been like, move your brother.
Oh, I'm not moving anybody.
I don't even move myself. I leave couches places.
I won't move my best friend.
Some text coming in here. This one said, met a guy on Plenty of Fish. He drove an hour to get to my house. First date with all my roommates home. He didn't leave until 4 a.m. He just spent the night laying behind me, pressing his boner into my back. She said, sorry, I don't do that. God bless. So I had to ghost him after he blew my phone up every day for a month after that. Mm. How did you let him stay until 4 a.m.? You got to kick him out.
He was just lingering because he was hoping to
eventually work his boner.
He had a boner. It was touching a back.
Yeah.
You know, shouldn't have let him be anywhere near her.
Hoping for the best.
Another one said, had a total bebop I met online. The first date, she was trying to fondle my dong under the table at dinner.
Let's get a hold of that.
Wrestle that thing. Wrangle it.
Just get a little backhanded slap.
She said at one point that if she had a dollar for every time she'd been ghosted, she'd be rich.
Oh, no.
I handed her a dollar and left without saying a word. Oh. Oh, damn.
Par for the course. Thank you, sir.
Oh, thanks for adding.
Guess I can put my shoe back on. That was between on my foot. That
your
was
legs.
Between your legs. Put my big shoe back on. My big old shoe.
Damn it.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's mean. That's mean.
Yeah, that was mean. Unless she totally misled him. Unless she was a
maybe
catfish
she
bebop,
could have
probably
right? done that.
Yeah. Then okay. I think whatever. Yeah. Well, you mislead
people,
someone.
People call plenty of fish by a different name.
Mm. That's know? Right. Yeah.
It's like people that normally.
One, the plenty of fish one seems like the most. I never got on that one, but from what I know about it, it's like highly disturbing.
Uh-huh.
Clientele.
Nikki's in Inglewood, Florida. She's with us next. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, guys.
So
penis
what,
balls.
Penis
balls.
Sketchiest dating app encounter.
Okay, POF.
Okay, yeah.
I was married for 16 years to a military guy, so I've got a little bit of a standard.
All right.
And never knew about this dating crap. Meet this guy in POF. Seems to have everything pretty squared away. Talk to him for a couple weeks. We meet finally. I show up, and he's got an ankle bracelet on.
Oh.
And I had never seen one before, and I'm like, what's that? And I had an idea. He goes, oh, I'm on house arrest. And I'm like, well, shouldn't you be home? He goes, oh, I can be out till 10 o'clock. And I'm like, okay. He goes, well, I wanted to meet you in person and tell you what happened in person before you judged me. Now, mind you, I've been talking to him for about 2 weeks with text. He has my phone number.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, what did you do? And let's just say it was very unsavory, and the second he spit it out, I got up and walked out of that restaurant.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Unsavory.
Yeah.
Unsavory.
Very unsavory.
Yeah, I don't... You'd... Ankle bracelets.
Sorry, I know there's a lot of nice people with ankle bracelets listening to the show, but I would be turned off on the first date ankle bracelet.
Well, I'm also I'm probably if I'm a girl, I'm not going to believe whatever kind of story you're telling me.
Yeah,
you know, especially if it's like it's unsavory, but as you can see, like I was framed. I didn't mean it that way, and it just you know someone's dad hated me or. Like, whatever they're spinning it as. Just, ladies,
there was
you
a
see that ankle bracelet
in my
just
horniness
leave.
Where I would have been like, ankle bracelet, oh, well, show me the police report. Let's get a gander at it.
Let's see what we're dealing with.
Yeah, I get it.
Another one said, first date with a guy I met on one of these apps. First thing he tells me is, hey, if you don't ever want to speak to me again, you don't have to. First thing he said. So that confused me a little, but I still went out to dinner with him. Over dinner, he said, hey, would you be okay if I peed on you?
Oh, wow. He just put her on there.
And that was it.
You got it. He's got those backwards. He's got those backwards.
I'm going to say, when a guy leads with that, something's coming.
Oh, you know.
Something terrible is about to be said.
You know.
He's just so used to just right out of the gate. Somebody be like, I want to never talk to you again.
Like, he already knows what's going to happen.
Let's go on the dip. Put it right in your profile.
Put it on the profile.
You're going to find piss lovers. You will.
No, and that's true. Like, if that's your thing,
you have to have a piss lover, then just put it in your profile.
Honestly, that's what I would do. If that was my thing, I would just put it in there. Because it's not, then I'm not wasting my time or anyone else's. And yeah, maybe I don't have a lot of dates going on Friday and Saturday night. But when I do, boy, is it a pee fest.
It's all pee is everywhere.
You know what I mean? Like, why are you trying to trick someone or get someone new into the game?
Like the monsoon scenes from Forrest Gump.
You know?
If that's your love. Put it out there.
There's plenty of people who want to be peed on.
Will
I'm
I never
sure.
find somebody that'll let me pee on? I don't know. I just have a broken heart.
Just put it out there.
And a big old bladder.
This is someone who was actually the shady one. Said I was on a GPS tether. I had my cousin pick up chicks that I met online and bring them to my house. He said every one of them, though, came and every one of them put out.
Well, I mean, I think that's... That's not shocking, though, I don't think. Yeah. Like, I think a lot of people, they manage to do just fine in the banging realm on these.
A few more calls here. We're talking about the fact that a new report finds that many of these free dating apps don't screen for even things like sex offenders and wondered what was your sketchiest dating app encounter. Dane's in Hazel Park. Hi, Dane.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, man. What was it?
So, long story short was I had met an individual, a lady, on OkCupid, and started talking to them and, you know, vetted them as thoroughly as I thought I could. And then they called me up, actually, after talking for about, I don't know, maybe 2 months, and they told me that they were not, in fact, who they said they were. They told me to Google somebody else, and so I Googled that name and followed that to a Facebook profile that turned out that's who the individual was. So I told this, it was a young lady. I told her to stop talking to me. Please, you know, lose my phone number. I don't want to talk to you, et cetera. Somehow, some way, fast forward about 4 months, and I went to a concert, and I texted my buddy after the concert to see if he wanted to smoke a little weed afterwards. Mm-hmm. Somehow, some way, this girl's phone number was saved in my phone under his name. So the individual I thought I was texting actually was not my friend, but was, in fact, this girl that had catfished me. So keep in mind, this was after a concert.
All right, we're going to need to get right to the point now. We're going to need to take it right to what happened.
Sorry. Long story short, showed up to my house.
Yeah.
Correct. It's not.
They showed up to my house.
I open the door, and I look, and there's three individuals sitting in a car wearing scary, evil clown masks.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I called the phone number. I was like, are you outside my house? And as soon as this girl picked up the phone, I realized what had happened. And I got scared, and I was like, okay, well, I guess come in. So they get out.
That's it. That's all you saw. He was almost robbed.
Yeah.
He was almost robbed.
It was like the Strangers movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's from Dangerous Place.
Every single time someone says, long story short, it's always
long story. He said it twice, too. So then you knew.
It is their, like, I guess it's their little nervous tick when they've got a really long story to tell.
I'm writing I'm writing a thing that's like 9 movies long.
Uh-huh.
And it's called Long Story Short.
Yep. Long movie short.
Fantastic.
This person.
3 trilogies.
That's amazing.
How about this for crazy and sketchy? Met a guy online when I came over for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
He had my name written on his wall.
Hi.
And carved into his dresser.
Here, look at that, too.
And you left immediately.
Lisa.
Jesus.
It's a perfect carving.
I left as soon as I could. She said,
if someone's carved something,
you're next.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you're the next thing to be carved.
Crazy.
They just met.
Yeah.
First time meeting.
I've been real bored.
It's a great big pile of trash.
It is a garbage heap out here, isn't it?
Sometimes it's just better to be alone.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And deal with all that.
Yeah, get you a flashlight and a dildo.
I already got those, bud.
Honestly?
You have both. Yeah.
That's so true. Oh. I understand why people want to be alone. If I had to deal with that...
Oh.
Another one said, went on a Tinder date with a chick, 30 pounds heavier at least than her picture. She also brought her 3-year-old son.
God.
We were at a bar. She left him in the car from 6 p.m. until we left the bar around 9 p.m.
Oh.
Worst date ever. I hope he didn't realize that until they were walking out. I hope he didn't stay in the bar with her for 3 hours knowing that her 3-year-old was in the car alone.
I don't know.
Because you are kind of sketchy yourself if you did that.
Yeah. Mm.
You can't let a big girl leave a 3-year-old in the car.
I feel like he met her like in the place. He might not have seen her car.
Oh, well, that's what I hope. Honestly, I'm hopeful that that's what
he walked her to the car, and then there's a kid there.
He's like, hi. Oh, gosh. Thank God. Nobody loves
my mom. She just she really strikes out, you know. Bigger lady.
Canadian texter here went on a date, of course, at Tim Hortons.
Oh, yeah.
After talking for about 30 minutes, the guy had our whole future planned out.
Oh, boy.
I was creeped out but didn't want to be a jerk, so I offered to drop him off. As he was getting out, he asked if he could sniff my hair. How's she going?
Just a little sniffy. Yeah.
Then, without waiting for an answer, he did.
Sorry, I just had to.
Oh, man.
I locked my doors as soon as he got out. He, has pictures with me on his friends' profiles on the app and kept asking them to have me message him. He would then create other profiles on the dating app so he could get to me because I had him blocked.
Jesus.
We only remember had talked for 30 minutes. That one day.
Honestly, that's enough. I really think
sometimes, I'm telling you, sometimes if you just say hi,
they think you're about
to the wrong person.
That's enough.
That's enough. Mm-hmm. If you act like a decent human being to the wrong person, they're in love with you. And it happens all the time. You ask somebody an extra question about their life one day, and they love you.
Yeah. I've made that mistake responding to some emails here.
Oh, yeah. You can't
know,
do that.
That, you, that people just think that that's it, and then now you're best friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's not true. Sorry.
No.
Thanks for listening, but we're not best friends.
Not best friends.
No.
I like you. As a listener.
Not yet. I would keep trying with Dave.
No. Nope.
I mean, I'd keep sending him stuff if I were you listening out there.
No.
I mean, don't give up. No. Don't give up.
Give up.
I mean, Dave loves pictures.
Dong pics will probably help. Nope. Dong pics and b-hole pics. Is his favorite.
Oh, yeah.
All of his best friends send him those.
Yeah, right. That's true.
I hate you guys. True. Taylor is with us in Boston. Taylor, we're talking about your sketchiest dating app encounter. What was yours?
Yeah, so I met a guy on Plenty of Fish, and, you know, his profile said that he was in the military, he was great, he was athletic, great, okay, great. So we met up, and, you know, we were talking for months before, and then we met up, and all of a sudden, he's like, oh, just so you know, I have, like, a child that I'm not allowed to see, I'm also not really in the military, and I'm homeless.
Oh,
wow.
The trifecta of brilliantness.
A good day. Yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible. Yikes.
Yeah, that's
a horrible person.
That's super bad. Edward's in Tampa. So what about you, Edward?
Well, good morning. First of all, I met a girl at a bar, and we hit it up. We started talking, and she invited me to go with her in a more private setting. So we went to a hotel, and when she took her drawers down, it was like... have you seen when the 18-wheelers have accidents on the highway and you see all those kid marks?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Oh, she pooped her drawers.
No. Yep.
Oh, my God.
She is not a friendly lady.
I grabbed it with my car key and handed it to her. And as I gave it to her, turn around and walk out of the room and never talk to her ever again.
Oh, my God.
No. And you did the right thing.
And I hope you got a new car key, too.
Okay, but Edward, can I ask you, like, was there any clue that she was just a dirty, poop-filled bitch? Like, was there any?
No.
No.
No at all, because she was one of these stuck-up ladies at Chanel No. 5 and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Swarovski crystals and going to the latest parties and all that. Yeah. I never imagined in my life that something like that would have happened.
Just a crap-filled
dirty bitch.
Yeah.
Yep.
Uppity girl.
All right.
My God.
Edward, thank you.
Dirty lady.
No problem, guys.
Never trust a lady on Chanel No. 5.
No.
Never.
Chanel 5.
Swarovski.
Swarovski's crystal. When he said that, you ever see an 18-wheeler? I was like, she had a dong.
I was thinking, I thought. I was like, huge dong.
Me too, the crying game. What's happening?
And then he was like, skid marks. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. My God. I was like, oh, whoa.
Oh.
Poop's just flying out of her.
I know.
Can't stop it.
Yeah, like
he lifted it with his key.
I expected
it back to her.
I was like expecting a right cross, and I got the uppercut.
Yeah. The uppercut. Yeah, the element of surprise.
Oh,
maybe she just had some problems that day. The lady that wore Channel 5.
Yeah,
no, Channel No. 5.
I love how to wear a Channel 5. You like the finer things in life, and you don't wipe it properly.
She was a. Bigger disaster. She was not a good.
Her underwear looked like a Jackson and Pollock. It's highly disturbing.
Watch yourselves, people, all right? You never know who you're going to find. That's all we're going to say. Don't be trusting right out of the gate.
No, because
apparently these apps aren't doing any of the screening for you. You've got to do the screening yourself.
Get a diarrhea.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
By now, we've all heard the term catfishing, where you're chatting with someone online and they pretend to be something or someone that they're not. This happened to one of our listeners, and he just emailed us yesterday, embarrassed him in a pretty big way. We'll share his story with you in a second, but we want to know, what's your catfish story? Now, we're not talking about, oh, she was 40 pounds bigger when I got there.
No.
Yeah. Truly catfished. The person who you thought you were talking to wasn't who it turned out to be.
Yeah.
Not just she was a bigger girl. We've heard that a million times. Taylor's oldest time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're all generally bigger.
That's right.
So what's your catfish story? 1-855-954-6969 is the number to reach us. That's toll free. Again, 1-855-954-6969. You can text us your tale at 46969. And if email's easier, it's email at daveandchuckthefreak.com. What's your catfish story? That's what we want to know. So this guy says, keep me anonymous. Mm-hmm. But I got catfished pretty hard. Said, I'm reeling from the entire experience and will probably get more embarrassed about it as time goes on, but I had to share it with you guys at least. Keeping it short, I found this girl on OkCupid. Very good-looking blonde girl. Said she was 22. Her username was just a first and a last name. So after talking to her for a little while, I went on Facebook and searched her name. There she was. Same pictures from the OkCupid profile. As these things often do, the conversation became heated. She sent me some nudes.
Oh, my.
Definitely the same pictures as the girl on OkCupid on Facebook. Everything adds up. So she invited me over to her place, which was in an apartment complex about 3 hours away. I made the drive, thinking, oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Wild night. Oh, crazy yeah. sex is yeah. coming.
Uh-huh.
Once I get there, I text her and say, okay, which apartment is yours? She said, please just, can you get out and sit on the hood of your car so I can see you? I just want to make sure you're real. I thought that was a little strange, but I wasn't exactly thinking with the right head at that time, so I did it without hesitation.
Absolutely. Of course you do.
As soon as I do, I get a text saying, "Sucka!" And I hear laughter coming from a fourth story apartment balcony. All five guys standing there drinking beers, pointing at me and laughing.
Oh, no. Oh.
He said, if I wasn't so embarrassed, I probably would have tried to go over and get them to come down so I could try and beat the hell out of them. But I just was so embarrassed to stick around. I got in my car with my tail between my legs and drove home.
You just leave. You just leave because you know they got a picture of that.
Worst part about this is a week ago, I did a strip tease for this girl where I got completely naked.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
No.
I recorded it on my laptop for her.
No.
Oh.
I just feel like I'm such a moron.
Did he send it to her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, guys.
And it was just some bros.
Yeah.
Just messing with you.
Uh-huh.
Well, you fellas won today, but I'm going to take my boner and I'm going to go home.
I bet, though, like, he didn't even, like, at first, so he's sitting on the hood of his car. He gets the text. He hears the laughing, and he's like, great. I've been, like, I'm not going to get laid tonight. Yeah. You know that was his first thing.
Oh, sure.
Was like, I'm not going to get laid tonight. And then he was like, well, I better get out of here.
Yeah.
And then on the drive, he started to think about all the things he did.
It's a lot to go through for this. Like, these guys put a lot of time into it.
Oh, my God. They created a fake Facebook profile, a fake OkCupid profile.
Yep. They had nudes.
They had nudes of this person.
Yep. Right.
All just, and on the odd chance this guy's going to drive 3 hours away? What a weird scheme.
Mm-hmm.
What do you get out of it? Just the embarrassing people? How many guys have they done it to?
Oh, man. Those guys are diabolical.
Yeah, no, they are. They are.
They're sick.
Yeah.
Sometimes people, I guess, have fun this way. Right, James?
Maybe they do.
James thinks he's told the story on the air before. I don't recall it. He just told us, like, the intro of it. And, James, you catfish someone?
Yeah. So this is back in the day, like when internet was just dial up. Like it was AOL. It wasn't Facebook. None of this stuff.
Yeah.
And me and my buddies, we would always make fake names, and we would catfish like our friends. So I think what I did kind of spurred from that, because once you get tired of messing with your friends, like who else can we mess with?
Right.
So I was in like a chat room, and somebody put out like the questions, like age, sex, location, or whatever. And then somebody said like they were in a city close to where I was living at the time.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to mess with this guy, and I'm going to pretend I'm a chick. So I started like messing with this guy. He's like, hey, yeah, I'm a 22-year-old chick, whatever, blonde hair, yada yada. You know, let's hang out, let's meet up or something. You know, it got brought up, but then he wanted to see pictures.
Yeah.
So At the time I went to a site that I know like anonymous people would post like their nudes and like their pictures to get rated and stuff.
Yeah.
So I found like a mediocre looking chick's photos. Saved them all to my computer, and then I would just send him some of these pictures. So, you know, it'd start off, like, in a bikini or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and then he wanted to see more. So then I'd send him, like, a topless one. And then would come back around to, like, hey, let's get together. And at the time, I was working at a grocery store. So I was like, the ultimate would be to see this guy's face when he realizes that this person doesn't exist. And she stands him up.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, meet at the grocery store that I work at.
No, James, you didn't.
Yes. Like, let's do it at this time. I knew I was on the schedule for this certain time.
Yeah.
Like, go up to the customer service desk, which I worked at the customer service desk.
Oh, no.
And then ask them to page this name. I don't remember the name that I gave them, but I was like, just ask them to page this name. And then the Friday before I had to go to work, I was, like, deathly ill. So I never went into work the day that the guy was supposed to meet at the grocery store and page that woman. But I had that whole thing ongoing for like at least a week.
So did he message and say, hey, you know, you were...
Yeah, afterwards, he's like, I actually sent him a message saying, hey, sorry I couldn't make it. Did you still show up? Because I was trying to set him up to do it again the next weekend.
Oh, no.
And then eventually he just stopped responding.
Yeah.
Right.
He figured it out. Because they were like, no one is here by that name.
Yeah, well, my online handle was Jimbo. So you would think that would have...
Oh, for God's sakes.
Would have started at the beginning.
Oh, my God.
He was dumb. I felt bad for him until he fell for Jimbo.
Yeah.
This Jimbo girl's hot.
Yeah, my screen name was Jimbo. I think I said I was using my brother's computer or something.
Yeah.
I don't mess around online too much. I'm using my brother's.
People didn't even know what catfishing was then, right?
Yeah,
so you'd easily get away with something like that.
Of course not.
You were one of the first.
He's one of the original. James, the original catfisher.
Yeah, when I heard there was a TV show about it, I'm like, I did that all the time to mess with people. What the heck?
So have you been catfished? And again, we're not talking about people just like being heavier than they appear in their picture. We're talking about actually catfish. The person you're speaking to online is not at all who they are in real life. Anonymous up first. How were you catfished, Anonymous?
Support command. So this all started back in like high school, probably 4 years ago. Found this chick on Facebook. She added me. We started talking. Ended up getting in a relationship. We were together for almost 2.5 years. Never once met.
Yikes.
She had two kids. The second one she had while we were quote unquote together. She named him after me. Supposedly, no facts there. I moved to a different city, ways away, down south.
Oh my!
She ended up calling me saying, "Hey, I'm in town. Come get me. I'm at a hotel. Blah, so and so." I show up. She goes, "I had to leave. My brother's chasing me." So I ended up following. You know, somebody that wasn't there for almost 4.5 hours through all downtown. And still to this day, almost 4 years later, she still hits me up every now and then to see how I'm doing.
And it's just some dude or something.
But he doesn't know, for sure.
I have no idea.
But it's fishy.
Her profile pictures, I've been following her Instagrams, her Facebooks. All her pictures are from two different people. I found those two people, and I reached out to them. Well, they're absolutely no help to me. I can't figure out who it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to block her and move on, right? You can't let her speak to her anymore. It's been 4 years.
Yeah.
You just block her ass. Block that fake ass.
Well, yeah. She had a kid with someone else, too, while you were with her, so... Because if you've never met, then you've never done it.
So this one, during...
She says, during the summer of my first year of college, I had surgery, so I was laid up for the entire 3 months. This was years ago. AOL was new. I was instant messaging a guy who told me his name was Tom Brady and that he was going to be playing football at U of M. I totally believed him. Luckily, this person didn't really do much other than pretend to be Tom Brady, I guess. He just stopped sending messages once school started back up. She says, hell, maybe it was him, and he just had to go to practice. I'll never know.
Hmm. Well, that's weird. I mean, but probably not real.
Probably not.
No.
And you never know. That kind of stuff works.
It was somebody trying to get nudes, saying they were
yeah.
somebody.
Yeah.
Some guy said it happened on his softball team, too, where he was doing it to several people.
On his softball team?
Yeah. And they realized that who it was. He then found out that a bunch of guys on the team, he just wanted the other guy's dick pics.
Oh, my goodness.
But they found out that it was just one guy and then got him kicked off the team. Received texts and pics from what I thought was a fellow softball co-ed player. Ended up being a dude. He targeted several other male players in the hopes of getting dick pics, which he did get. I discovered and outed him. He has been banned from the league, though.
You're out of the league!
You may have got my dick pic, but you're gone.
But no more softball for you!
You'll never play again.
Oh, guys, we're so easily fooled by bits, though.
Yeah.
We're prime targets for this.
Yeah.
Not me. I can be face-to-face with a woman. I got 100 million questions as to why she's
there. Oh, yeah.
What are you doing here?
Yeah.
It's a good way to be.
Explain yourself.
Ryan from Bridgewater, how are you?
Hey, how's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? How are you catfished?
It wasn't me personally, but it was a buddy of mine. He's a Marine who's stationed in California. And he was talking to this girl online for a while, everything like that, Facebook, you know, I guess they met through some other dating website or something like that. He said she was beautiful, like, everything was perfect. So he was talking to her for a while, and he was actually going to meet up with her. They were going to go do the dinner thing. And he had a sports car at the time. It was an MR2 Spider with, like, the no trunk, no nothing. So he gets to a house, and he notices a handicap ramp. And when he noticed the handicap ramp, he messaged her, and he's like, oh, is your mom, like, old or something like that? And she's like, I have to tell you something. I'm in a wheelchair. And in his head, he was thinking, he was like, how am I going to get this wheelchair in my car? So after that, he just left and never talked to her again.
Oh, I don't know if that's catfishing. That's just hiding your disability.
I don't think it is catfishing.
Oh,
I don't think it is catfishing.
It's wheelchairing. That poor lady.
But like every picture, I'm just...
You should let someone know before.
You should, yeah. But I don't think you were catfished if you just don't tell someone you're in a wheelchair. I don't know if that's...
He was worried about transportation.
So he just kept driving. Because for a second, he was like, well, she's still hot. But then he was like,
the problem was,
how was he
going to get that chair in his car?
He was like, I just brought the wrong car for this.
Well, the only car he has, I'm sure.
Oh.
This guy said, we did worse than James. Long story short, we catfished two guys at once, and we had them both meet at the same time, at the same place, and watched it all happen.
Oh
like boy.
Chuck and Andy show up.
Oh.
Chuck, what are you doing here?
Dude, let me tell you, yeah? I've had a wild couple weeks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Me too, man.
With this girl online.
Me too, man.
What?
Yeah, hot girls. Send me...
Super hot.
I sent her all kinds of dick pics. They weren't mine, but they got them off the internet.
Oh, I did a whole strip tease.
You did?
Terrible.
Man, your girl wanted to meet here too, huh?
Yeah, her name was Mandy.
Mandy. That was my girl's
name.
Oh,
my God.
Dun, dun, dun.
You know it's James.
James! James!
Got you, suckers.
Damn you, James!
Damn you, James! I would have given you those pictures.
He would have.
Oh, that'd be horrible.
It wasn't after your pictures. That was after your public embarrassment.
Yeah. Yeah.
I told you so many private things.
Yeah. I loved you.
God damn it, I still do.
Oh, weird. You're a perfect woman.
Took a turn.
She'd have known it was too good to be true.
Yeah. Let's go to the next caller here. We're wondering how you've been catfished. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Cato from Detroit. CrossFit.
So what's your story, man?
I'm not going to say what department I'm with, but I'm in law enforcement. And I met this girl through a buddy of mine who I thought was a friend. That should have been the first red flag.
Mm-hmm.
But she lived in Ohio. She was gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. And I took a weekend trip, went down there. Physically, she's exactly the same person. But here's the kicker. We got down to the dirty. I looked over on her nightstand next to her bed, and there's a county jail wristband with her picture on it and it had an inmate number on it. So I took it, and I told her, I said, hey, I got to go to the car real quick and, you know, grab some clothes so I can change. I didn't do that. I went to the car and called a buddy of mine up here in Michigan, and I had him run it through Otis. And turns out she actually served 90 days and got sentenced to 5 years probation for plotting to have her ex-boyfriend killed.
Oh my goodness.
I texted her from the car. I said, hey, I'm going to live today. See you later. It's not going to work out.
Huh.
And I just didn't want to die that day.
No, yeah,
and
that's the right call.
Oh my God,
that's
no.
That's the right call. Catfish
my
by goodness. A killer.
Yeah. 90 catfish. Days seems light.
It's your
attempted murder.
Yeah, absolutely.
5 years probation. Yeah.
I'd have still probably gone back up there, gave it a whirl.
I think he did.
He already did.
He already whirled.
Yeah, he made a whirl already. It was post-whirl. He noticed the wristband.
This person said, I used to play in an online MMORPG. What do you call
it? Yes, of course.
Okay. Called RuneScape.
Yeah, RuneScape. Yep.
I did an in-game marriage to this other player, a girl. We did cyber sex in the general store while we were fishing and killing giant rats.
Uh-huh.
Well, we Skyped one day. It was a dude.
Oh, man.
You've had cyber sex together.
Oh, boy.
So you can't hear the other person?
Well, you can if you're on voice comms, but most of it is just done
typing
with chat.
Oh.
Eek. I'm sure that happens a lot.
Yeah.
It's
a guy.
In fact, it was one of the guys that I played with. It was his ultimate thing. He always made a female character in every game he played, and then he would just pretend he was a girl, and these other people, these dudes, would give him free stuff in the game. They'd give him the best armor, the best swords, all this gold and money, and he was just catfishing away.
That's hilarious.
Video game catfishing.
Oh, man.
It was his favorite thing in the world to do.
I'm going to do that on Destiny 2. I'm going to be a lady.
Yeah, you can.
DJ, your cousin did something like this through video games, right?
Yeah, I just want to reference the girl from a week ago, Lisa Cheeseplate.
Lisa Cheeseplate. Yeah, she was different, for sure. Yeah. So what did he do? How was he catfishing?
Well, basically, he did it in a few games, but this one game, he kind of went a little more hardcore. He would make female characters, and I don't know, he'd name them like Bestie or something like that. Top players,
Yeah.
It's exactly the same thing as my buddy Fausti did.
So many guys are being duped in their online video games. They're prime targets, though, right?
Yeah, they are.
They're prime targets. They're looking for any affection,
Jesus,
which they think is female.
He played a game solely not even to actually physically play the game. He would just beg for stuff. He sat at the starting area, pretended to be a girl, and was just like, I've got no gold. I don't know what I'm doing. And these guys would just give him everything. It was crazy. And that was his game.
Happened a few years ago. I met this girl one day at the beach. She's really hot. Got her number. We start texting and stuff. Then one day she texted me and said, hey, I've got a new number. Here it is. Don't text the old number anymore. Finally, we made an arrangement to meet. Get there. It's her mom. Her mom must have taken the messages from her phone and said, text me instead.
Oh, no.
Said I was already there, so I hit it. I still bang her mom occasionally when I'm in town. It was her mom texting me the whole time.
Wow, that's like M. Night Shyamalan.
Also, like, the mom.
I see old people.
The mom had the phone originally, the other one.
No, the mom must have looked at her daughter's messages and went like, oh, I'd like to meet this guy.
Yeah.
And texted him and said, hey, I've changed my number. Text this number instead. Don't text the other number again.
Right.
And catfished him from her daughter.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lovely lady.
I'm sure it's catfishing when you bang the person.
No. No, it's not.
Well, he did think he was speaking to the daughter.
Yep.
Justin from St. Clair Shores, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
We're okay. Have you been catfished?
Actually, we did the catfishing, a friend of mine. And back in the 90s, when AOL just got going, we worked at Taco Bell, and we got to, our boss was upset with us about something, so we went into the gay chat room when we got home, and we said we were him, and we basically had this guy come up to work to meet us, and he showed up with flowers while my friend was there.
Oh, no.
And he was, I don't know how my friend was found out, but he ended up hitting my friend, and he got fired, and I just stopped working there.
Whoa, that took a turn.
Yeah, so he realized.
Wait, the gay guy hit him, or he hit the gay guy?
My boss ended up hitting my friend, but the boss was so upset about
the gay
so
guy.
Embarrassed.
Well, yeah.
The guy went... Yeah, he went right to the counter and started ordering and a big bouquet of flowers.
Can you imagine if a man with flowers showed up to meet Mark?
Oh, well, you better not do it. You better not be the one behind it.
James was the guy behind it.
Oh, that'd be at the end
and
of James.
And he found out.
Be the end of James.
That'd be, the end of the
games. The end of James. Like, we wouldn't even know. We wouldn't have even have heard, like, the James got fired or anything. It would just be like, James didn't show up for work today.
I'm being very tempted to dust off my old catfish tackle box here.
James, you want your job, James.
Oh, James.
No, James would just disappear.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, my God. James is in a barrel somewhere.
Did you hear James fell from the sky?
How did he get up so high?
I don't know. He went flying with our boss. Never the door opened up and he tumbled out.
Tragic accident. Nick's with us from Redford. Hi, Nick. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. We're talking about people that have been catfished. Has it happened to you?
Well, kind of. So I used to work at Ruby Tuesdays, and I was trying to get with one of the waitresses. So I said my number out loud. So obviously one of my other coworkers heard the number. As I was driving home that night, I got a text message. So I assumed it was from the girl that I was talking to.
Yeah.
You know, and we started talking and... You know, sending pictures and stuff like that. I get to work the next day, and I'm like, hey, you know, those are some nice pictures you sent me. And then she said, what are you talking about? And I said, So obviously somebody from my old work, I don't work there anymore, got to see a little bit of all of me.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, no, dude.
My goodness.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I never found out who that was. So, that was quite awkward after that.
Yeah.
It was probably Ruby Tuesday yourself. Yeah,
exactly.
Ruby Soho. Oh, boy. You are scrumptious. Smoke and mirrors.
Imagine someone being that diabolical. So obviously they're within earshot. They hear him giving her number, and they're like, oh, hold on a second.
Luckily, I have a photogenic memory. I never forget a guy's phone number.
Dan from Clarkston, have you been catfished?
Oh, this is funny. I was actually going to call in or email in you guys this week anyways.
Okay.
So I'm on POF, and I get an email from a girl. Yep, I get an email from a girl kind of going off on me that I've got two profiles and trying to find out why. Well, a guy in Port Huron stole my photos and created another profile trying to catfish girls with my information.
Oh my God.
So she kind of played along with it, you know, because I texted her and actually sent a real picture so she knew it was me. So she went back and forth with him. He sent the number. And then a number to text. She started communicating with him, and then he tried to pawn it off of, well, I just met somebody, but I've got a buddy that you'd probably be perfect for.
Which is really him.
Exactly. Yeah. So she passed along the phone number, so I called him a bunch of times, and he had his girlfriend in the background. He started getting all paranoid because he got busted. And you could hear the girlfriend in the background all paranoid. Who's calling you? What's going on? Why are you doing this? And the guy got all quiet, so I kept asking, you know, how good of luck did he have using my photos and just put him right on the spot.
Oh, man, what a creep.
Yeah, I think it happens all the time, though. I think people get their stuff
stolen.
Yeah.
Well, that's all out there, right?
Yep.
Someone said, I use my wife's pics and nudes to get pics of girls' boobs easier.
Oh, no.
Wow. My
wife.
Jesus.
That's like
if she's a willing participant, but...
She's probably not.
Probably not. He's just like, hey, I'm a...
It's like catfishing with catfish meat.
That is different.
Cannibal catfish.
And this one final text here, got catfished by an Asian woman who was offering free massages on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
Show up to the house, all the lights are off, doors open. I get in, strip naked, lay down on the table. Someone comes out, starts massaging me. Things start getting hot and heavy.
Ooh.
So I reach down, and it's a man. I got blown by a man. I'm still scarred.
Oh, man, come on. You can't just go into some place and close your eyes and lay down and get naked. You can't just do that. If you do that, you know it's a man.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm like a 85% sure it's a man, so I'm just going to close my eyes.
I'm going to roll with this.
Yeah, come on.
That night.
No.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.